This is the Franchise News Podcast for the week ending March 20th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson coming to you from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago. We were initially going to report on all of the franchise systems moving to delivery, pickup, or a virtual model, but by today that's nearly every franchise brand. So let's start with the new guidance on restaurant closures issued this week by the National Restaurant Association. Our communities need restaurants in a position to stimulate our local economies, help our employees get back to work, and generate tax revenue when this crisis subsides. That's from Mike Watley, NRA's Vice President of State and Local Affairs. Here are the guidelines. State and local governments looking to close restaurants should rely on science to make any decisions. If a state or local government determines that it needs to prohibit dine-in service for restaurants, it should allow restaurants to offer takeout, drive-through, and delivery. These operations involve minimal interactions between people. Grocery stores are currently experiencing product shortages. Restaurants have significant food inventory that can help feed our communities and alleviate crowding at grocery stores. And a regulation that completely closes restaurant operations will result in significant food waste that could be used to feed our communities. Moving on, here's some great news. Domino's says it needs to hire about 10,000 full-time and part-time workers to meet the demand for pizza delivery. CEO Richard Allison says, while many local, state, and federal rules are closing dine-in restaurants, the opportunity to keep feeding our neighbors through delivery and carryout means that a small sense of normalcy is still available to everyone. Edible has eliminated delivery fees and will now offer home delivery for fresh fruit and produce where available. Assisted Living Locators, a nationwide senior placement and referral service, is offering a free, easy-to-use online assessment tool during the pandemic. Virtual communication will be more important than ever in maintaining the well-being of seniors and their families, said CEO Angela Olia. And here's the biggest deal of the week. The parent company of Habit Burger Grill agrees to the buyout by Yum Brands, Inc. The purchase of Habit was the first major move by new Yum CEO David Gibbs. The world's largest and fastest-growing coding franchise, Code Ninjas, has announced the launch of a new curriculum to help younger kids advance their tech skills. Co-founder and CEO David Graham said, "We are thrilled to add Code Ninjas Junior to our curriculum and look forward to playing our part in making an impact on even more kids around the world." Just a couple of new roles announced this week. Dunkin' Brands, the parent company of Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins, has announced the promotion of Gagan Sinha to Vice President, IT Store Systems. And Red Robin names Christy Bellhumer as the new Chief Accounting Officer. Good luck to you both. Here's a look at the newly updated and ever-changing franchise calendar sponsored by Intrepid Direct Insurance. Intrepid Direct knows franchise owners are the symbol of opportunity, and they're here to help with your business insurance needs. All required business insurance coverages are bundled into one policy with 12 equal payments for better cash flow. Expect savings, expect commitment, expect better. That's the Intrepid Direct policy. See why thousands of franchise locations have switched to Intrepid Direct. Get a fast quote now at intrepiddirect.com/socialgeek. Okay, lots of updates this week with changes, postponements. Currently still on, as of this morning's recording, include the IFA Franchise Development Conference in Denver, June 9th and 10th. Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference in Atlanta is June 16th through the 18th. And in connection, it's the second annual Franchise Innovation Awards, recognizing the franchise brands that are creating and implementing the most original and successful business innovation strategies. If you'd like to enter these awards, nominations are open now through Monday, March 23rd at franchiseinnovationawards.com. Franchise Update Media's Multi-Unit Franchising Conference, still in Vegas at the all-new Caesars Forum, now moved to August 31st through September 3rd. MFV's Franchise Expo West is in Phoenix, September 10th through the 12th. IFA's Franchise Action Network in D.C., September 13th through the 16th. And IFA's Franchise Operations Conference is in Chicago this year, September 30th and October 1st. The International Franchise Expo is at the Javits Center. The new date is October 1st through the 3rd. I love New York City in the fall. Franchise Expo Nashville has been rescheduled for October 17th and 18th, still at Music City Center. And IFA's MITCON, the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, is in Phoenix, October 28th through the 30th. We will keep this list as updated as possible at socialgeekradio.com on the franchise news page. Tomorrow on Social Geek Radio, Angela Cote and I will chat with Jen Cotillo from Be Balanced. Talk to you then.